If you've ever wondered if you were good enough, this is for you. If you've ever doubted what you're doing in life, this is for you. If you're struggling to find meaning, then this message might be for you. Or if you've ever wanted something bad in life, like really wanted it deep down in your core, this too might be for you. Guys, what I want you to do is pull your car over, stop what you're doing, and just listen. If none of what we've ever said meant a damn to you, then let this be the message that carries some kind of weight. Let this be that little bit of light in whatever darkness that might be surrounding you, because we have all been there. Seriously, we've all experienced or are experiencing a moment where we feel that deep down in our souls, there is so much more to this life than what we're living, that there's something bigger than ourselves worth exploring. But you have to understand that it starts and it ends with faith. Martin Luther King said that faith is like taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. I kind of believe he's right. Faith is sometimes a shot in the dark. It's like that feeling deep in your heart that like 1 + 1 = 3. It's a marriage of your greatest strengths and your greatest weaknesses. And the bitch about it is that no one is ever going to understand it but you. No one can put a value on it, nor can they quantify it. And you know what else? No one is supposed to. It isn't anyone's responsibility to define or defend what you have faith in. Faith, or at least the concept of faith, can't be put inside of a box or defined by any sort of logic itself. Why? Because logic has limits. Faith doesn't. But it is faith itself that continuously increases our logical limits. Faith in deeper possibilities keeps us yearning for knowledge. Faith in a better world keeps us yearning for purpose, because what we all want is to be a part of something meaningful. It's synonymous with trust. And by trusting in something bigger than just ourselves, we can achieve the unimaginable. Guys, I'm here to tell you that we may all believe in different things. We all believe that our way is the best way somehow. But it's our differences that make us. And our differences in what we put our faith into should not be the reason we can't work together. Simply having faith won't magically give you the answers. That's not what this shit is about. But it's faith that can open up paths towards those answers that your mind's logical pathways would otherwise place limits on. It can be faith in yourself, your company, your team, family, your friends, your religion, or just an idea. But you have to have faith in something bigger. That's how we're all going to get out of this shit together. That's how we're going to figure things out. No matter what your situation in life is, your girl left you, you screwed up, your friendships, your relationships, you failed in your classes, you got fired, your business sucks, whatever. The faith that you have in a greater, a better possibility will always get you through. The key is accepting and trusting that faith as a fact. It has to be as real as the ground you walk on, and you have to desire it just as badly as you want to breathe. Only then will your faith actually bear any kind of fruit. You're going to run into doubt from other people, I'm telling you. It might be your loser friends or even the people close to you. People who lost faith in their dreams or desires are going to be the worst. You know why? It's because seeing you have faith in something and actually living your life based on that faith is a constant reminder to them that they gave up on theirs. You can't fault them for that shit either, because life is hard. It's stressful. And often shit starts to pile up and starts to look like you'll never make it out. But also think of the times that you've had that very same feeling, and then think of all the times that you came out of it. Especially if you were telling yourself, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to make it. That right there is faith, and that's how it works. It keeps the negative thoughts away and allows you to hopefully see some light at the end of the tunnel. So my goal for you is this. Find out who the hell you are. Find out what you believe in and let that shit fuel you. Hell, if you have to, write it down. Let that be a statement of you as a person, but you've got to understand that you are supposed to grow and change, and so too will the things that you put your faith into. Understand that it's okay to question, challenge, and even change your faith. Why? Because that's what it means to be a growing, learning, and developing human being. We are all on the same path. I get it. We're all on this same path. We are somehow joined by something that I can't even explain. I don't know what it is. But I feel that deep down in my heart, we will find the answer to the things that are fucking plaguing all of us. I have faith in the fact that what we're doing will change lives. We are going to build a legacy based on building other people. And from the bottom of my heart, if you're listening to this, wherever you are in the world, I just want to thank you. We are all connected in some way, some shape, some form, and I hope that connection or connections that we share will bring about the change and growth for all of us. Please believe me when I say this stuff, guys. We will make a difference, but it starts and it ends with faith. Hey guys, hope you liked what you heard. We're going to keep continuing to produce more and more stuff like that. Please follow us on Instagram at The Salumist. That's T-H-E-S-A-L-U-M-I-S-T. Go to our website. That's www.thesalumist.com. Follow us on Facebook. Please support us. We love it. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a great day.